I went to a wedding last weekend. It was a stupid wedding, too. It was one of those weddings where in the middle of the ceremony, the priest goes, "Now, Tim and Diane are going to read vows that they have prepared for one another." You know when the couple does this? They write their own vows. Then Tim and Diane pulled crumpled pieces of paper out of their pocket, like they were about to order from a butcher. I was like, "Guys, I got your save the date 2.5 years ago. If you had memorized a word a day, you'd have been done last year." Then, in their separately written vows, they both came up with this winner. They both called each other their soulmate. Here's the deal, guys. If you've ever actually used the term soulmate, just kill yourself. That's not a real thing. Soulmates? 8 billion people in the world? You think you found your one snowflake soul match? Approximately your height? Your exact same race? Was also at a bar on the Upper East Side, St. Patrick's Day, 2012? You don't understand how math works, man. 8 billion people. You know what your chances are of finding your 1 in 8 billion match? That's like winning the fucking Powerball 4 times in a week. It's not how math works. Here's the deal, guys. Everybody in this room, soulmate, is a kid in China. That's how math works, okay? They have us outnumbered. Your soulmate is working in a Nike factory. Yes. He's your soulmate. S-O-L-E mate. That's what he is. That one was for you, big guy.